Hello.
Hello, Raymond?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know you're getting a new postal carrier starting next Monday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and he's a sex offender, but he's rehabilitated and everything. But I just want to let you know he can't be within 500 feet of any children.
Okay.
So if you have any children there, you need to keep them maybe in the back of the house at least.
Okay, well, we don't have any here, but...
Okay, well, if you have any children visiting, make sure they're not there when the postman gets there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And also, he's blind. He's a blind sexual offender. Yes.
How's he to get around?
Well, you know, he's got the cane and everything. But
they got a vehicle route here.
Right, but it's a self-driving Google car.
Is this a crank call?
No, sir. A crank call?
Well, it just what you're telling me just absolutely doesn't even come close to sounding real.
What?
You're going to have a sex offender deliver mail that's blind?
Which part is unrealistic?
All of it.
Well, it's the Disabilities Act of 2004. We have to hire blind people. We don't want to. It sucks, but we have to.
And you got to hire sex offenders too, huh?
Well, no, that's just a rehabilitation program, and we get a discount. We don't have to pay them as much.
All right.
But
okay.
We're going to need you to put lettering on your mailbox. Braille house number on your mailbox.
Well, I assume you'll deliver that to me so I can put it on.
No,
I have damn idea what the hell you're talking about.
You just go to the hardware store and ask for Braille lettering to put on your mailbox.
Well, I've got to pay for that?
Of course.
You're saving the money and I got to pay for it.
What, do we pay for your mailbox? No. Why would we pay for everyone's mailbox?
Well, you guys are the ones that are handling hiring someone who can't see.
Well, it's because of the Disabilities Act. If you don't
if the Disabilities Act, government people, your government, I mean,
oh, it's our government.
You pass all these stupid laws, and we got to pay for them.
Well, maybe
what
you should get into politics and change things. Ever think of that?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm not crooked enough to get into politics.
Oh, so now we're all crooked?
No, the elected ones are. Are you elected?
Why do you think we should have to pay for anything? This is.
Hello.
Raymond, I need you to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me on the count of three. Are you ready? One,
I know the
two.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, I bet you don't. Let's hear it then.
I bet you I do. Yeah, I don't even have to have you help me. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There.
Yeah, but you're
now,
not supposed
to... stick that in your cigar and smoke it,
You're not
buddy.
Supposed to slur your words like that when you say it. That's disrespectful.
Hey, I tell you what, stick it in your backside, okay? Bye.
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy. What's going on here?
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus.
Cactus this cocksucker.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is December 27th, 2016. I'm your host, Brad, and today's show is sponsored by Jeff. You guys know Jeff, right? He's our sponsor today. So today we're just going to get right into the show. I don't have any announcements or news or anything like that. We're just going to jump right into things, and today we're going to try and paint the roofs of people who own homes. That should be fun, right?
Hello, merry second day of Christmas.
Hey, Fred?
Yes?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
I just needed to let you know we're going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet paint. You won't be able to see it or anything. It's just going to be ultraviolet ink.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? My ceiling?
No, your roof, like the shingles on your roof. We're going to paint the entire roof with ultraviolet ink. Or paint, you know? Not ink, but paint.
Okay.
So we just needed.
What are we talking about?
Your roof, the roof on your house. We're gonna be painting it with ultraviolet paint.
Have we been informed of this?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Nancy, what do you know about them painting our roof with ultraviolet
paint? Not ink.
Paint.
Yes.
And who is they?
What do you mean? The workmen. We've hired some workmen. They're going to come over. It's from Royco Roofing, and they're just going to paint the entire roof with ultraviolet ink. Paint, I mean.
With
I don't know why.
Ink.
Yeah, no, paint. I don't know why I keep saying ink. What's wrong with me?
They're going to paint it with ultraviolet paint.
Yes.
The roof.
Yeah, you won't be able to tell.
For that.
You won't be able to tell. Oh, we've got someone paying for it. You don't have to pay anything. It's all taken care of.
And your name is Roy?
Yep.
And what is your phone number?
I'd be,
21.
Yep.
And what is the purpose of this?
We're not allowed to talk about it. It's some sort of experiment. Has something to do with the Chinese government, I think. But it's not a big it's not a big deal.
And how it affect the longevity.
And when are you going to do this?
They're going to come and start painting, it looks like, on Thursday. It should just take them one day. They'll have it all done on Thursday.
I think we'd like to know why they're doing it before they do it.
They said they don't want us to tell anyone.
Oh, well, then I don't think we want them to do it.
You don't have satellite television, do you?
No.
Okay, all right. We're fine then. Yep. They're going to go ahead and be there on Thursday. Paint the roof. Ultraviolet ink.
Okay. And we have the option of telling them to go away?
Oh, no. No, if you do that, we'll kick you out of the neighborhood.
You kick us out of the neighborhood, huh?
Yep.
Thank you for letting me know, Roy.
You don't want that.
I don't know. Maybe I do.
Well, you try it. See what happens.
Okay. And what is your position with the POA?
Grand Poobah.
Excuse me?
Grand Poobah.
Grand Cuba.
Poobah. With a P.
Grand Poobah.
Yeah, P, like Tom.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll look forward to seeing them on Thursday.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye. I have no idea what that call is.
Says he's Roy, but he didn't give his last name?
He did not. Maybe it was David.
Uh-oh, David's going to get some shit for that. They're going to call up David and be like, David, are you fucking around with us? We don't need this. We're old. David's probably like the weird nephew that annoys everyone. That'd be my guess.
Hello?
Hello, Emily?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof this week.
What?
We're going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet ink.
I don't know what you're saying, what you're talking about.
We're going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet paint.
Why?
It's just something we're doing. It's just a thing we've got worked out with some people. But you don't have to pay for it or anything, but we're going to paint your roof for free.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Roy, what's your last name?
Who? H-U.
What is your last... Hugh. Okay, hold on, please.
Yep, Hugh.
Hugh, and you're going to be painting our roof?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Ron. No, I'm not painting the roof. We're going to send the workmen out to paint the roof.
Whose roof?
Your roof. On Wednesday. Wednesday morning, the workmen are going to be there. They're going to paint your roof.
No, I have no idea where you got my name from. I have a shingle roof.
I know they're going to paint it though. I'm with the Homeowners Association. This is Roy.
Why are you painting my roof?
You're not even going to be able to tell it's been painted. It's ultraviolet ink. So you won't be able to see it. It'll just be like a clear coating. You just don't want to walk on it, though. It's very slippery.
And you're with our homeowners association?
Yeah, with... This is Roy. So,
is this something that's doing... Are they doing this to all the houses?
Oh, no.
How come
I
haven't heard of this?
Oh, I think we sent you a letter, probably. But no, we're just doing your house only. Only your house.
Why?
You know, just for reasons. Some kind of science thing.
Some kind of what?
Science thing. I'm not...
Science.
I don't understand it myself. I don't understand all this science stuff, but... Something to do with the Chinese government and microwave radiation. And ultraviolet ink. Ultraviolet paint.
Who on the POA board can I talk to about this?
Me. You can talk to me, since we're on the phone already.
No. You are not on the POA board. Who is on the POA board that I can speak to?
Close enough. I mean, you know, I can handle anything they can handle.
Roy, that's not close enough. I'm asking you a direct question. Give me the name of a person on the POA board.
Fred.
No such person's on our board.
Oh, you just don't know the board then. You don't know what you're talking about. Fred's been here for like 8 years now.
I think you don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, there's no reason for us to get into it like this. I'm just letting you know we're going to paint your roof on Wednesday.
No, I'm letting you know you're not until I get further information about this.
Well, just look through your mail that's piling up on the table, because it's probably in there.
Our mail does not pile up. We open it every single phone number, Roy.
Okay, it's 2569.
614389.
Yeah, we happen to know that your mail does pile up all the time.
And how would you possibly know that?
Just, you know, because we're the Homeowners Association. We know what's going on in our own neighborhood. We know you're...
No, you do not. You're calling the wrong person if you think you can pull this crap.
What crap? The roof mail?
I'll get both.
Oh.
I don't like your attitude, Roy. I really don't like it.
Well, you started it, because I was just calling to let you know about the roof, about the ultraviolet paint.
I will get back to you on this.
Okay, when?
Probably tomorrow sometime.
Can you hurry? Can you do it, like, early as possible? Because I don't have all day.
I'll get back to you as soon as I'm satisfied that this is a real deal.
Oh, it's real. It's real. They voted. The whole board voted. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Thank you very much. I'll get back to you, Roy.
Okay. Have a nice day.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Goodbye.
Hope you had a good holidays. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know if you guys heard it, but the wife, as he was hanging up in the background, you could hear her tell him to call somebody. Some guy named Jim. I'll probably have to edit out his last name, though. So I know you people.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Hello, Ronald?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof on Wednesday.
Painting my roof?
Yeah, we're going to paint it.
Why?
We're going to paint it with solar cells.
Oh, for free?
Yeah, but you don't get to use any of the energy. It's all ours. We're going to sell it back to the electric company.
I'm not home now, so we can't do that until I get back home.
Oh, no, it's okay. We'll just go on up there, and we'll put them up there. It's no problem at all.
Okay. That'll be good. They'll be mine then.
No, they're not yours, and you can't touch them. You're not allowed, you're not allowed to touch your roof anymore, and you're not allowed to reshingle it.
Who is this yanking my chain?
Oh, I'm not yanking your chain. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Roy who?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association. I don't yank chains.
Roy,
especially
who?
Not the day after the birth of Jesus Christ.
Okay. You sound like you're having fun tonight.
Oh, no, not really. You know, I'm just doing my job, just working.
Okay, well, you haven't worked late, so good.
Yep. Someone's got to do it. All these other lazy motherfuckers, they think it's still Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay,
if we can figure out a way to get them to work, we'd be in good shape.
Yelp. Okay, well, I got to call everyone else in the neighborhood and tell them we're painting their roof on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
All right, well, have a nice Christmas and holidays and New Year's.
You too.
All right, bye. Ronald knows what's going on. He knows when his chain's being yanked.
Hello.
Hello, Rose?
Yes?
It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof this week on Wednesday.
My roof?
Yeah, we're going to come over and paint your roof.
What are you painting my roof for? I don't need a painted roof.
Yeah, we're just going to paint over the shingles. And it's going to be ultraviolet paint.
So I don't want any ultraviolet ink on my roof.
Yeah, well, you won't even be able to see it. You just won't be able to...
I don't want that. What advantage is that to me?
Oh, none to you. It's just a deal we've worked out with some people, and they want us to paint your roof with ultraviolet ink. Ultraviolet paint.
I'm sorry. I don't want my roof painted, so don't come over here.
Well, we already signed the papers, though.
I don't care what papers you sign. It's my house. I can tell you what to do.
Yeah, but you never go on the roof, right?
And I don't go on the roof, but I it's my roof, and you're not going to do anything with it.
What if we give you...
So you can decide what you want to do with it, but you're not coming to my house and painting my roof. So forget it. Goodbye. I'm going to eat.
No, can we give you $20, ma'am, please? Oh, I guess that's a no. All right. Rose is not a fan of having a roof painted with ultraviolet paint. I don't know why. I wouldn't care. Come on, it's on the roof. I never go out on the roof. I need to start telling these people how fucking awesome it'll be when they turn on a black light. They wouldn't have any objections then. I need to do that. Hello?
Yes?
Hi, Mary?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof this week. Like on Wednesday morning, they're going to come out and paint your roof.
You've got the wrong number.
Oh no! Aren't you on road?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark and Mary, we're painting your roof on Wednesday.
We have a. What are you talking about?
With ultraviolet paint. It's not going to cost you anything. It's fine. It's all paid for. They're just going to be painting your roof on Wednesday.
About painting our roof. You heard anything about that?
Just
a minute. Okay. Mark, there's somebody on the phone. They said they're going to be out here to paint our roof. They say that from the Homeowners Association. And they're
going to
paint our roof.
Oh, jeez. She doesn't sound happy.
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess Mary went ahead and notified you. We're going to be out there on Wednesday to do the painting.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association. We're going to be painting your roof on Wednesday with ultraviolet paint. You won't even be able to tell it's there, but it'll be there.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
So, shouldn't be a problem. And he hung up on me. He's got to go and calm Mary down, I think.
Hello?
Hello, Maggie?
Yes, it is.
Hey there, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof tomorrow. We're going to be there in the morning to paint your roof.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've got the right one. Yeah, we're going to, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to cost anything. We're just painting your roof with ultraviolet.
What's it for?
It's hard to explain, but we're painting your roof with ultraviolet paint. You won't actually be able to see it. It'll be like, oh yeah, it'll be like we never did it.
But what's it done for?
We're not supposed to let anyone know, but it, you know, it's a Chinese government asked us if we'd agree to do this little thing for an undisclosed amount of cash. So we agreed and signed the papers. So now we're going to paint your roof with ultraviolet paint.
Could you talk to my husband
for
a second?
Okay, sure.
They're coming to paint our roof with ultraviolet. What's that all about?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Rod. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be painting your roof tomorrow morning. We're going to be there about 10 in the morning to paint.
What are you painting? All the roofs on the... In the subdivision?
Oh, no, just yours. Yours only. We're going to paint it with ultraviolet paint.
Why are we doing that here?
It's just, you know, just a thing we're doing. It's an agreement we have with a company and a government. You know, it's no big deal. Nothing to worry about.
Well, what's it going to cost me?
Oh, it's completely free. We're paying for all of it. I went on the government website myself and picked out the shade of ultraviolet paint. So it's free. It's free. It's a very good deal we're getting.
Okay. What time are you going to be here?
Probably about 10 in the morning. There's going to be a crew of about 75.
75 people?
Yeah, painters. You know, they got to wear the suits and the respirators and, you know, get all the equipment out and the lasers.
And this isn't going to cost us anything.
Oh, no, nothing at all. No, nope. They don't charge the guinea pigs. You know what I'm saying?
So what is this for, like an advertisement thing?
Oh, no, it's not an advertisement. It's just a deal we have with SpaceX and the Chinese government.
And what's the purpose of it?
Well, they don't tell me everything, you know.
You know what? I don't think we want this.
Why not?
Well, because I got a lot of unanswered questions that I don't understand, and I don't know what the purpose of it is. I don't know what's going on. You got the Chinese government involved in this thing, and I'm not interested.
Well, it's not that we got them involved. They came to us about it, and we're like, okay, we can do that. We can go ahead and paint Rod and Maggie's roof. No problem at all.
No, we're not going to do it.
Well, no, you don't get a choice, really. We already signed the paperwork.
What do you mean? You're telling me that I don't have a choice of somebody coming and doing something in my house that I own? That's not true.
Well, it's not. You don't really own it because we're the Homeowners Association. Technically, we own it all. But, you know, there's already people on flights, you know, from other countries coming over to paint your house.
I think I'm going to talk to my lawyer tomorrow.
Your lawyer for what?
Because you're telling me that I don't have any control over something that you're going to do to my house that I own, and you tell me I don't own it. You are dead wrong.
Well, no, we're the Homeowners Association. We technically own everything.
I don't care who you are. We've
got everyone in our pocket, is what I'm saying. And we can do whatever we want around this neighborhood.
I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow.
We own the neighborhood. We own all the streets and everything, the trees.
Yeah, that may be, but you're doing something to my house that I own, and I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow. We'll see.
But it's not a big deal. You know, it's just, it's the ultraviolet ink. You won't even know that it's there.
You don't understand. You can't answer some questions that I need answers to, and you are not doing anything to this house without my permission.
What was the question?
I don't understand what the purpose of this is. Why are you doing this?
It's for science.
For science. For science. For science.
Well, do it to somebody else's house. I don't want it.
Oh, no, they say yours is at the perfect latitude and longitude.
I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow. You call me tomorrow before you come over.
Listen,
I'll talk to my lawyer.
It's got to line up with the International Space Station and all the satellites and Pluto. You know?
I need a whole lot more information before I agree to this. I will talk to my lawyer tomorrow. You can call me before you come over, and then we'll see.
But it's for science.
Science. Science.
I don't care what it's for.
Okay, well, I'm just saying it's for a good cause.
And I'm telling you, you show up here
it's
and you start doing something to this house, I'm going to run you off.
Oh, some of them might show up because, you know, we've got to cancel a lot of people from coming over.
Well,
and
what you need
let
to do
know.
Is you give me a call about 9:30 tomorrow morning, After I talk to my lawyer, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. I guess so. But, you know, they might go ahead and start painting some. You know, it's not me doing it.
I understand what you're telling me, and all I'm telling you is you're not doing anything to this house, I don't care what it's for, without my permission.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. You know, I'm just doing my job.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand why you're doing it. And I have a lot of questions that I have to have answered before I give authority
well,
to do this.
You probably won't understand the answers, because are you a scientist by chance?
No, but I am an engineer.
Well, that's not good enough. Nope. You have to know all about quantum mechanics and stuff.
Well, I'll talk to my lawyer in the morning. Thank you.
Okay. Well, no, wait, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Penny.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association, and I'm calling to let you know we're going to be coming by tomorrow to paint your roof.
Excuse me?
We're going to be painting your roof tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we're going to paint your roof.
No, you've got the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Penny?
This is Penny, but not the right Penny.
Well, on Creek Drive?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, you don't have to worry about it. We're paying for it and everything. We're just going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet paint.
What?
We're going to be painting your roof.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You talk to my husband.
What for? How come you can't deal with it?
Wait a second.
Why?
There's some guy on the phone saying he's coming here tomorrow to paint our roof with ultraviolet paint.
No.
No.
Well, no, I'm not asking permission, ma'am.
Yes, you are, because we own this house.
No, yeah, but
the Homeowners Association does not own this house.
Yeah, but we get to tell you what to do with it. So we're going to have you paint.
No, you don't.
We're going to paint.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. You don't know how things work around here. We're going to...
We've lived here for 10 years. My husband was on the board. We know how things work here.
But he's not on the board anymore, and we're going to be painting your house with ultraviolet paint thing in the morning.
The police will be here to greet you if you try and do something.
Well, no, ma'am, listen, we own the police. We can do whatever we want.
Paul, will you jump on? This guy's crazy.
We're the Homeowners Association, ma'am.
You are not the Homeowners Association.
What do you mean we're not?
You are some idiot who thinks he's going to fool me into doing something stupid, and you're not. And if you call here again, we will get the police
in. No, we're not trying to get you to do anything. We're just going to come and paint the roof.
You're not. You're not stepping on our property.
But it's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. The Homeowners Association.
I don't care.
They paid for it.
The Homeowners Association does not do these things.
Yes, we do.
You are absolutely crazy.
But you just don't understand how the modern world works. You know, it's 2000.
Thank you very much. Penny, please hang up.
Penny, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, Penny. Don't hang up.
Penny.
No, Penny.
Are you hung up?
Penny, stay there.
I'm hung up. Thank you very much.
No, she's still there. Damn it. That was like when you call a puppy over. You know, you're both calling the puppy over so you can see who the puppy loves the most. That's what it was like with me and Paul, and Paul won that round. Penny loves him more than me. That was a really intense moment between me and Paul and Penny. I think I almost won her over, but in the end, Paul's the one she listens to.
Hello?
Hello, Clem?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be painting your roof tomorrow.
You're going to what?
We're going to paint your roof tomorrow.
Paint my roof? Why?
We're going to, I don't know, it's a deal we have with the Chinese government. And you don't have to pay anything. We're just going to come over and we're going to paint your roof with ultraviolet ink.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because I just put that roof on a few months back.
Yeah, we're not going to take the old roof off. We're just going to paint it. We're going to paint the shingles.
I don't want it painted.
But we have to. We've already signed the paperwork.
Well, I don't care what you did, but you come over here tomorrow and I'll run you off with my rifle.
Oh, no, you can't do that. That's against the rules. You're not allowed to have guns on the premises. That's a homeowners association.
Bullshit. That's bullshit.
No, it's true. You should read the rule book. And also read the part that says we can do anything we want to your roof.
Well, you You better not show up.
It's just ultraviolet paint. You won't even be able to tell. It's kind of invisible. You'd have to turn on a black light to see it.
All right, goodbye.
And you know, listen, you want to hear what's amazing? Damn it, I wanted to tell him how awesome it would look for parties and stuff. He had to hang up on me.
Hello?
Hello, Maureen?
It's Marina.
Oh, whatever, same thing. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
What homeowners?
Yeah.
Yes?
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be putting an we're going to be painting your roof tomorrow morning. We're going to come over and we're going to paint your roof.
I haven't lived there for 6 months. The house was sold, and that was really rude. You said Maureen, Marina, whatever.
Yeah, well, oh, that's, wow, okay. She hung up on me before we could argue about how rude that was.
Hello?
Hello, Nancy?
Yes?
Oh, thank God you answered. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're gonna be painting your roof tomorrow morning. We're gonna come over and paint your roof.
What roof?
The roof on your house.
You're painting my, what are you talking about? Painting my roof?
Yeah, we're gonna paint your roof with ultraviolet paint. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Nancy?
Hello?
Hello, Jan? Jan?
Who is this?
It's Roy.
This is Jan.
From the Homeowners Association. Thank God you answered.
What is this about?
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be at your house tomorrow morning. We're going to be painting your roof.
No, I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh, you don't live at 6205?
Well, we do, but why would you be painting our roof? We didn't ask for that.
Well, yeah, we're going to be paying for it, so you don't have to worry about it. It's just this deal we have with the Chinese government. It's a science experiment of some sort. We're not really sure, but we're going to be painting your roof with ultraviolet paint.
No, you're not.
No,
you're not.
You won't even be able to see it. It's ultraviolet paint.
I don't care. You're not touching our house. I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
Well, I'm with the homeowners.
You're not touching our house.
I'm with the Homeowners Association. I told you who I am.
Well, I don't care. If they're going to do something to our house, they need to put it in writing to us.
I think they did.
You are not touching our house.
Maybe you just didn't get the letter or something. You probably thought it was junk mail.
Well, like I say, you are not touching our house unless I know what this is about.
Oh, no, I told you what it's about. It's with the Chinese government. It's an experiment. Something about...
I don't care. I don't know anything about that. It hasn't been given to me in writing, and it's so nobody is doing it.
It's something about these new satellites they're launching up into space.
We're going to paint the roof of our house tomorrow with some experimental...
I think I'll hang up.
Yeah. No, don't hang up. Oh, man. Husband always messes everything up, you guys. Makes him hang up the phone. Damn husbands. So I think this experiment's more or less complete, you guys. Today's people experiment. It turns out that people who own homes, they don't want you to paint their roof, even if it's free. I thought this whole experiment was going to go in the complete opposite direction, but I was wrong. And I guess that's why we do these experiments, just to make sure that the science checks out. And that's what we did today. We determined that people do not want their shingles painted on their roof. You'd think they'd all be into getting something for nothing, but nope, they don't want it at all. You start talking about satellites and the space station and Pluto, and they just freak out. They start talking about lawyers and stuff. Anyway, let's wrap things up. Let's play a few voicemails and quit the show.
Hey, Brad, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I'm just sitting here eating some pizza-flavored goldfish,
wondering why
you haven't done a Facebook mob in a while.
I don't know.
Been kind of wanting to do those fucking Facebook mobs, so I don't know why you're fucking not doing a fucking Facebook
I'm sorry.
Mob.
Jeez.
So you can get on that for me, thanks, bro.
I guess the main reason is because I haven't really been doing live shows for the past couple of months. Ever since the whole raid thing happened, but I did one last week. It looks like I'm going to try and start doing live shows again. So on a live show soon, I will try to do a Facebook mob.
Hey, Brad, it's Mark from Chicago, man.
Hey, Mark.
I was just listening to your December 23rd live show. You were giving away Bibles from
yeah.
a cable company. I think it was.
Trump Bibles. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Cable company Bibles, not Trump
and,
Bibles.
I think a Bible that was... authored by Dave Patterson would be the next logical move.
Yeah. You could sign up for them.
Yeah, next time you feel the itch to give away Bibles, give away a Bible that is edited and altered by David Patterson.
You mean Frank Patterson, though, right?
You can get David's way in there, and
yep.
I think people will be happy to receive that. Alrighty, Cactus.
Or maybe I should start selling Bibles that are autographed by God. Yeah, that's what I should do. Wonder if there's a market for that on eBay, Bibles that are autographed by the author.
Hey, Arby, this is Jim. I got your letter in the mail. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I've been showing everybody like a weirdo. Just,
God.
Anyway.
Weirdo.
I do appreciate that sincerely. Thank you, brother.
Sure.
Anytime. Besides that, I had a pretty neat idea. I heard you say in one of the recent episodes about the drones delivering the mail in France and how people can get rid of
their... Could you shut your car alarm the fuck up?
...their rants. Well, how about telling them their drone is disabled and that it can't fly, but it can only roll up to their door, and that they do need to keep the rants for the disabled drones.
That's a great idea.
Anyway,
I'm gonna do it.
I hope you liked the idea. I just wanted to say thanks again. Cactus.
You're welcome, Jim.
Hey, RPCB, it's Mangus Goose again. I was just wondering if you have the files for any Calls of Mass Confusion episodes, because that's just been taken down, I think.
It'll come
down. I know, it just says C. And I really like the Thanksgiving episode, I think, and I thought that was like one of the best things I ever saw on YouTube. So, yeah, I was just wondering if anybody had it so I can watch it again.
Nope.
Okay,
nobody.
Bye.
You're screwed. It's gone forever. No, I think G-Ad, he's working on, I don't know what he wants out there, really, but... Things are going well with the whole Calls of Mass Confusion thing, I think. And I think we just have to be patient, and it'll all come back eventually. G-Ad needs to call into the voicemail or something and give us all an update on Calls of Mass Confusion. Hurry the fuck up with that, G-Ad.
Hey, Brad. Long-time caller. First-time listener
blah,
here.
Blah.
Just want to let you know it's the 20-year anniversary of JonBenet Ramsey's death today.
Oh, yep.
And suddenly the FBI raid
rest
makes
in peace.
A little bit more sense.
I think about it every Christmas. Good old JonBenet. The FBI is closing in on me on that one.
Hey, Brad, why isn't Carlito's feed loading anymore?
I don't know. I want
you
to ask Carlito.
You know the answer to that?
I ain't his damn secretary. Go to madhouselive.com and find a contact button and send him an email. God.
Hey, Brad. It's Lola.
Hey there.
I have a joke.
Okay.
Why did the tomato turn red? Because it's all salad dressing.
Ah, that's a good one. Ba-dum-tsh.
There you go, and it was cheesy, but that's all I got.
Yeah, I hated it.
Bye, Brad.
Don't ever call back.
Love you.
Hi, Brad. I'm just calling to wish you a very Merry Christmas from Forked River, New Jersey.
Aww,
bye.
Thanks. That one came in on December 25th, so it really was Christmas when he sent that. And it looks like there's one other one here from December 25th.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas morning.
You
I'm
too.
Calling you. Yep. And, yep.
Yep, get a life.
I just wanted to say.
Spend time with your family,
G. Brad. I know. You're like, no, I don't want to curse. And I know. Before.
What?
I know your experience has been bad. Before, you didn't have somebody just in the background waiting in case they're needed. Like, they don't need to be part of every prank call. And in fact, they could be kind of expecting not to even be on the show so much, but they'd
yeah.
be, like, available just in case someone's like, oh, who's your boss? And then you're like, oh, you want to talk to my supervisor? And then you get somebody like Gloria or Olga or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Or Crimson.
Okay. Yeah, your phone sounds like garbage, Crimson. Sorry, I can't listen to it anymore. You need to call up your phone company and yell at them a whole bunch.
This is Texas Cactus, Texas, and I just wanted to say, bugger in the pussy, motherfucker!
Ah, someone really got me there, damn it.
Brad, it's Boston Joan. I'm so excited. My wife got me a subscription to PLA for Christmas.
Yay.
I've been too cheap to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm requesting that you mail me cat hair from your cat. And I want to say thank you, and Texas, have a good night.
Texas, to you too. I'll have to get my cat's permission for that, but, you know, I'll do my best.
Hey, RTRB, it's Treasure Seeker. Hey, listen, I know you hate getting suggestions on your voicemail,
but
I'm
going to
do
it.
That is absolutely
I'm going to do it anyway, even though you hate it.
We'll get you in trouble with the FBI.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was at McDonald's the other day, and I noticed they had this thing to fill out, you know, a survey to win a $200 gift card for McDonald's. But really what it is, it's that you're opting in to have people solicit you to sell various products.
Of course.
Vacations, timeshares, whatever. Sometimes it's vehicles. I think you should set up a separate phone line and, I don't know, maybe do it for a month like you do Dinktember. But whatever, I think it would be a lot of fun for you to get inbound calls for people calling to solicit you different things. And we have the whole squad that listens to your show fill these different things out, so you're not sure what they are, so that will be interesting in and of itself. But you're getting the phone calls, and it's completely legit because they're calling you, and that's the end of it. So
that could be fun.
Just an idea, but I think it's a pretty good one. So, Cactus.
It's a good idea. Christmas. I'd have to sit here by the phone, though, and just take calls all day. I guess that could work out. Possibly. Maybe I need to hurry up and change the Carding voicemail number. Start using that for incoming telemarketing calls, and I can be the next Tom Mabe.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
How you doing, buddy?
Super.
Look, I sent you
Thanks for asking.
I signed up to do a $5 a month donation.
Thanks.
And then I also, right behind that, sent you $50.
Holy shit.
I'm only saying this on this message because I'm Redbeard. And, you know, I sent you the money via PayPal, which has got my real name. But I didn't know if you'd be able to associate
What's your real name
with my name, Redbeard. With my PLA membership. I don't know. Anyway, so on the 20th at like 2 in the morning, you got $5 and then $50 from the same person.
Wow.
That's me. I'm Redbeard.
Thanks,
I love you,
Redbeard. That's the best.
Cactus.
And yes, I am familiar with someone that sent me $50, and I responded to the email, and it's like, we're sorry, the server on this domain is broken, so we're sending your email back. So it's completely your own fault. I replied to that email when you sent me $50, and you're running some sort of a hobo web server or something. But thanks for supporting the show, Redbeard. If any of you out there would like to also support the show and randomly send $50 to me every once in a while, you can do that by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Sign up for $5 a month, and you get a secret feed of secret shows called the Hobosodes. And every year or two, there's a full-size show that's free. Totally worth it. Everyone should do that. phonelosers.org/cactus. I think I'm done listening to voicemails, and this show is over. So thank you, everybody, for listening to today's show. And thank you, Jeff, for sponsoring the show today. If any of you noticed a high-pitched noise throughout the phone calls today, that was Jeff's fault. I'm sorry, everybody. I apologize on Jeff's behalf for making that really annoying sound during all of the phone calls. But don't worry, on the next show we'll have a different sponsor, and what are the chances it'll happen again?
Fight the man! Come on, we gotta fight the man! Fight the man! Burn it on fire! The man's trying to turn me into a slave. Maximum time for minimum wage. I hate the man. Fight the man. I do it every day the best way I know that I can. I woke up screaming, fight the power. Then I hopped in the shower. Then I ate some hash browns and eggs Benedict. I bet the man hates when I eat a balanced breakfast. Then I smoke weed and play video games. I fight the man so much that it's insane. Shaking up the system every hour. Yeah! Fight the power! Fight the man! Fight the man! Burn it to the ground, baby, all night long, yeah! Fight the man! Come on, let's fight the man, yeah! Burn it to the ground! Fight the man! Now it's time to take a nap and watch some DVDs. Fighting the man makes me sleepy. Then my parents told me to get a job. But fighting the man is a full-time job. Then this girl named Sally called me up, and we got totally freaky in the back of her car. Then I went home and took another nap. Then I put on my pajamas and took a bath. Rock and roll superstars all agree. The best way to fight the man is by smoking lots of weed. Fighting the man is my job. I do it every day. Hey, George Bush, you're gay. Fight the man all day and all night.
for? I don't need a painted roof.